So with prices and everything go up, inflation, that seems to be the topic of everything's happening. I know you can attest to inflation
You
and gas
remember
prices.
when eggs were like
Bro.
crazy at that one time? Like it was like was it like $8 or $6 for some eggs?
And that's just the regular eggs. It's not even the free caged eggs, whatever. That's
Yeah.
yo.
And I remember when I went out to Cali November of last year. I think when I got some, I think I was filling up my friend's tank, and it was like 5.25 a gallon.
Yeah. No,
I
Cali's
was
California
like
is crazy.
5.25 a gallon.
Crazy.
I was like, oh geez.
Yeah, so we're gonna check out this video. I'll have the link in the description of the original creator of it. People talking about how broke they are, how tired they are dealing with inflation, and how much things how far is inflation gonna go, when they're gonna put a stop to this, because this is all controlled by the powers that be.
The man.
The man.
The
The man, the man, the man, and the other man. So here we go.
why everything is so freaking expensive. It seems like every housing ex Hi, welcome back to my channel. And today I want to discuss why everything is so freaking expensive. It seems like every housing is expensive. I knew I was in trouble when I looked and I was like, I don't even want to buy soda. I don't even want to use Instacart. Everything is expensive. And all the housing options are getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. The apartment options are getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. Nothing is going with inflation. And that shouldn't be the case. But so many people.
Oh, and that's very true too. I forgot to mention, yeah, in Florida, isn't that crazy? There's like no cap on what people can charge for apartments, for renting homes. There's no cap. Like I think New York, they have like percentage they can put, but let's say they can be like, hey, let's say you're a house you're renting or apartment, and they can be like, oh, you can go from, they can put like a, oh, well, we're gonna charge you $400 extra a month now because of the housing market, how that went up, and the prices went up. And Florida doesn't have any cap on that. That's why they have free rein. That's why Florida is like the wild, wild west in a sense, man. Like, you have these people that move here for tax reasons, and they're like, but Florida is, and but the minimum wage hasn't changed in decades, but the prices keep going up. Everything else keeps moving up. I don't know, man. They might trying to do us what they did to Maui, bro. Try to burn it up, Hope try to get this
Yeah,
thing.
that means I might get to meet Oprah and Jeff Bezos because they're gonna come down here and buy everything up.
We need to check to see if Oprah's
Shout
buying some stuff.
out to Oprah.
So,
Hey, Oprah, you from Mississippi? I'm from down the way from Mobile. Oprah. Forrest Gump.
People are struggling. There's so many clips that I've seen where people are struggling. Well-to-do people that have great jobs, people who are trying to take care of their families, trying to take care of themselves. And it's just so hard because inflation is kicking everybody in their butt. And even before the inflation spike, it seems like it has been trying for people. It's rough for people.
So I know I can't be the only one, but like me and my family are broke, but we're not like super broke. We're like broke enough to be living paycheck to paycheck and to rely heavily on our WIC card and heavily on me couponing. But we're not broke enough to be on food stamps. And that honestly kind of leaves us in like an awkward place because we definitely could use food stamps and that would help us out like a fuck ton, but we don't qualify for it because we make $500 too much every single year, gross pay. So instead, we rely on our WIC card. I coupon off of 11 different couponing apps and I do physical coupons also. And every now and then, once or twice a month, we go to the food bank. And I'm not making this video for sympathy. I'm not making this for money. I'm making this video because this is how most Americans are currently living. 64% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck right now.
So I'm just sitting here thinking, is anybody else broke as fuck right now like me? I literally yesterday had $1,100 in the bank. And after paying just three bills, which is rent, car insurance, and health insurance, and literally going to the grocery store in Walmart, getting eight fucking items for $125, I am left with a whopping $8.94 for the week until I get paid again. And it is just super stressful. Inflation is just ridiculous. Eight items. Or actually, it might have been nine. I don't fucking know. But It wasn't that much in the cart. But I don't know. I just get super stressed out in January because all that extra money I could have had went to Christmas. Any other month, I'm fine because I don't spend all that money. But January, super fucking stressed out right now. So I just don't know if inflation is ever going to go down. I wonder if anything is going to get better. But $8.94. And that, mind you, that is just my half of the rent. My rent's $8.49. Know what you're going to say. $8.49 is cheap. I pay half. My son pays half to stay here. Teach him a little bit of responsibility. But for me and my income, and because I claim zero, because God forbid, if I don't claim zero, I'm going to owe the government. I don't get much. And I don't qualify for nothing. So that's a lot.
That's so crazy. Like the other girl before, she was saying 500, she was 500 short of actually qualifying for food stamps. And
500 over.
500 over, yes, from qualifying for food stamps. And that's gross. And then this woman speaking here, this is where she's not talking about a husband, she's talking about her son. And this is where the single parent households, the incentives that they gave women to kick men out of the household, bite you in the ass. Because these households would make it if they had two incomes. You know what I mean?
So you just say incentives. You don't know her story though.
Oh no, I don't know her story. But I'm pretty sure she got child support and stuff like that. The incentives women.
Wait, you say you pretty? You don't?
No, like, no. Let's say
again, you don't know her situation.
I don't know her story. Yeah, I don't know her story. Yes. Fair. But let's say she has her son that she said she's teaching responsibility that lives with her. He's paying. So I don't know her story per se, but I know the son lives with her. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just speaking in generalized as far as single parent households where women have the child and the incentive that they gave the women were, hey, we'll give you, you can get rid of the men. We'll give you child support. And this is what they did in the Black community. And it also went into the other communities.
How are we going from
because
inflation
I'm just saying,
to
because and, inflation and, is something
to inflate.
Like, well, the incentives. No, the reason I'm saying that is because I'm just saying like a two parent household can possibly combat the inflation to a degree. Two income, two parent household is what I'm saying. But the fact that it's a mom, a single mom trying to take on that, even if she had support, it's not even enough.
Her husband could have died.
It's possible. But I'm just saying. I'm just using her.
He could have left her.
I'm just using
you
her
make it
as an
sound like she's getting child support and she's living out the system.
This dude's not even getting my point. You get what I'm saying for the most of the single parent households out there. Anyway.
You don't know this latest story?
I'm going to play it because this guy.
For me. But yeah, three stinking bills. Almost $1,100. That's not counting the rest of my shit I have all the rest of the month. But anyway.
So anybody somebody, so broker, pause for a second.
Than me right now.
So somebody would ask, so like somebody would say, okay, well, I mean, somebody would go to her and ask her, you know, let me see what you make. Let me see what you spend your money on.
Right.
Like she said three bills. So basically she's saying she won't spend her money on nothing else.
Yeah,
like,
but just bills.
Like, you know, bills. But sometimes when you go through everything,
right,
and you realize what you're spending your money on, like you do have some. I mean,
yeah, when you look and you do an itemizer stuff and budget, yeah, you find out that these things you're spending, all these luxuries or these things on leisures and all the things you don't even really need, you just have a habit of buying. Like, for instance, let's say you have a big house. Let's say she lives with her son, she has a son living with her, but her son doesn't eat out. And, you know, he eats out more. He doesn't, but she's still making food. Like, if he's still there buying enough food for him, and then the food's tossed out by the end of the week or 2 weeks because she's overspending. I hear you.
I don't know if that's a situation, but
right, that's possible.
But that's what somebody would say to her. Somebody would say, "So let me see what your money looking like. Let me see what you making versus what's going out."
No, that's true. But damn, when she was talking about, she's not lying about. I mean, guys, talk about when you go to the store and then you find out, like, yeah, it's true. You go to the store. We've gone to the store and you go to Publix or something. You buy six items and all of a sudden you're like, damn, how do you get to a $100, you know.
Let me tell
you
what's Ruffles chips.
Right. What are they, $5 now?
$6.
Ruffles chips, the big
Ruffles chips,
wow.
$6.
Wow. Damn.
I love some Ruffles.
Right, right.
Yo. I was like,
yeah, put
this right back.
Hey, unless it's a BOGO deal.
Ray said, Dad, what you doing? Hey, that's $6.
Yeah, exactly. That is crazy.
Where them Lays at?
Yo, you gonna have to start. You gonna have people selling that shit on the low. Hey,
where them Pringles at?
Yo, I got the Ruffles for $3. Yo, I got the Ruffles for $5. Yo, I know Walmart, the public selling it for $6. I got them for $5.
I'm about to go to Aldi's.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's almost like you got to almost bargain shop from these different stores. You get snacks from Walmart, you get your meat and all these produce from Publix, and then Aldi's, you'll have to go and then.
Speaking of Aldi's, they about to buy up all the Winn-Dixie's.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't even know how Winn-Dixie's surviving. They've been saying Winn-Dixie was going out of style. Remember Food Lion? Jeez.
Yeah, I remember Food Lion.
That's crazy. It was literally a lion. Yeah. Logo.
Remember Albertson?
Albertson's. Oh my gosh, Albertson's. That was Publix, wasn't it?
That's Publix now. That's when I first moved to Florida.
Yes, Albertson's. That's so crazy. Yeah, it's Publix. That's so crazy. Mm-hmm. So crazy. Damn. Ray was here in 1902 when it came.
As a matter of fact, I just see when it was going out of style.
I got here when it was going out of style. This man just had a birthday. This man saw when the first brick was being laid for Albertsons. Woo!
By the way, my birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy early birthday!
So exhausting.
Happy early birthday, and yo, 55 never looked so good. Happy birthday to you. Yo, happy birthday, brother. No, happy early birthday. I'm wishing you a great one, and. Many more years, brother.
Only got 2 left.
Only 2 more years. You know your expression?
Yep. I'm going to make it.
Let's get back to this video. This guy, this is shit.
2 more years.
It's like constantly thinking about how groceries are really expensive. Gas prices are so high. What if I can't pay my student loans back? Then that's going to fuck up my credit. And if your credit gets fucked up, then good luck trying to rent a house or buy a car or buy anything, frankly. And then God forbid you would want to buy something nice for yourself. So let's say you want to buy a new TV or clothes, or you want to get, you know, a nice gift for your partner, or you want to go on vacation. Living under capitalism means that you have to literally measure and monitor every dollar that you spend, and then you have to have some kind of rationale for it too. And then people have the audacity to be like, money doesn't buy happiness. Who the hell said anything about buying happiness? People are trying to buy groceries and pay for their health insurance. And you know the fuck what? Buying things and having money does make people happy. Right. But capitalist logic will have you believing that if you're a working class, you don't even deserve to be happy. And that's why there's that constant policing about where does your money go.
Hi. So I just got my second disability denial. You said you were unable to work as of 7/31/2021. 2021. That's when I put this application in. 2021.
Wow.
Because of major depressive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder.
What should been doing all that time?
I don't know. I guess trying to work.
And why is this only women?
I don't know. This just happens. I guess it's a woman creator and she found women. Okay. No, there was a guy.
Who was the guy?
I don't know. We saw a guy.
No, those are all women who, you know.
No, there was a guy.
Who was the guy? Those are all women.
Oh, well, I'm not the creator of it. I just found it.
I'm just observing.
Maybe women can articulate it better than men. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chronic pain from injuries and generalized anxiety disorder, which is the only thing I have proof of. However, based on evidence in file, we have determined that you can adjust to other work.
Wow.
Well, yes, I can. And that adjustment makes it physically, literally impossible for me to make enough money to fucking survive. I just need help. I'm not, like, that's the crazy thing, is that I'm not even asking to stop working. I just need help so that I can live. And you knew this was gonna happen. We all knew this was going to happen, right? And I know what you're going to say. Oh, just try again. But, like, literally for what? They only accept information from the last year of your life. And if I go to the hospital right now, I'll fucking lose everything. And I'll lose everything in upstate South Carolina. It's really not. It's not ideal.
The crazy thing is that
my entire work history is proof.
For what?
For her to get approved for disability?
It's just a lie.
Lie. I mean, I know people who they lie and they get the money, and the people who tell the truth, they don't get they end up like her.
Wow,
that's real.
Nah, like I said, the system definitely needs to be fixed. It's crazy. This I don't even know. Well, we pay all these taxes and so forth. We can't even turn them. Listen, when we wake up one day and realize, yo, the people that are running us, like, we can change it all and overpower them and stop looking at your neighbor left and right and seeing what they have and whatever, and just start looking who's allowing certain things and whatnot, and controlling everything, controlling prices, controlling interest rates, and get at it. Yeah. Anyway, that's when things will change. But yeah, we have people just on paper. Like, this is what this is what we've been trained to do. Obey. Obey. Hey, your teacher says you got this wrong. Hey, your principal, we've been disciplined. Like I said, when I told you, we went, the compulsory schools teach us to be industrialized, to not think for ourselves, but to obey, obey. Don't think outside the box. Don't ask too many questions. No, you can't do this. And you see how the educational system is going, no, you can't think. You have to do it this way. Math, I forgot what they call it, but you have to do it this way. You can't think of an alternative way of doing things.
You can't think outside the box.
Nope. You have to think this way. Uniform, man. Uniform way of thinking. And it's like these movies we see. It's like The Matrix. It's like, you know, no, you can't go over there. No, you can't do that. No. Like I said, when we start thinking for ourselves and realize, yo, why are we taking this from who? They may have this, but eventually, I mean, we outnumber everyone as one.
So when you say that, who are you referring to specifically?
As far as what?
What you just said.
The people? Talking about all of us as people.
We outnumber, and when we figure out,
we outnumber the government. We outnumber the politicians. We outnumber the military. Like I said, we are the scariest thing. Us unified are the scariest thing. That's the one thing they don't want. They just want the separation. They want you to see color. They want you to see race. They want you to see income. They don't want you to see human being, brother, sister. No, they just want you to, like I said, see separation, and then you think, oh, this person's getting off on this, or that person's getting away with that, or that person's getting assistance more than us, and this. And like I said, it's designed that way. So yeah, we won't look at, wait, who's behind the curtain doing this? Oh, it's you. You're the same person that helped me with it. You're the same person that told me about that person. But you told me that you helping them and helping me, or not, you know, you rejected me and helping them and telling me it's them the reason why. And you found out, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just find out.
I told you I went to a house one time and everybody, no one at the house spoke English. Everybody spoke Chinese.
To whose house?
A new customer we got. Uh-huh. And I went to the house to do an estimate.
Yeah.
And no one spoke English.
And what happened?
I had to call a friend of the family.
Right.
Who spoke English for them.
Mm.
But the people who lived in the house.
Right.
None of them spoke English. Not one person. They all spoke something. I don't know what the dialect was from China. But
I think it's not Mandarin. What do you call it?
I have no idea. But no one spoke English. And they had a nice house. Mm. Very nice house. Right off of,
But you say that to say?
It was going off what you said about what you mentioned about the powers that be and basically what's going on as far as who gets help, who doesn't get help.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, did you find out? I found out recently. I mean, I've heard it before, but your birth certificate, your social, like, it's considered that if you look at the documentation, it's I forgot what it says, property, but whatever. It's something that shows that we're property of what is it, not the bank. What are we property of? Because we're you know, that's where they get the stock market. That's what they did with slaves when they were born. But this is our debt to England.
What?
Like, America's been bought out, whatever. Like, that's why we have birth certificates and social securities. That's because that's our bar number. That's our number. When America ran out of resources or whatever and borrowed money or whatever, we became the resources, the humans. That's why modernized slavery. That's why that exists. Slavery never went. Never abolished slavery. Slavery just went into the 13th Amendment, where if you commit a crime, then it's you can literally be put in jail for slavery legal slavery.
So what are you saying is on the birth certificate?
There's something you got to look at.
Social Security is on the Social Security number or the birth certificate?
Not Social Security, but our birth certificate has something on there that basically is stating, you know, I forgot what it was. It's taking off now, but if you look it up, they're like, if you either look up your social, you'll find your social on the stock market and how much it's being traded for every day.
What? What are you talking about?
So anyway, like we are, listen, bro, we are the resource. We are the resource. Look into it. We are the resource, man. America is not owned by, like, I think China owns most of our debt now. I don't know. We're not. America's bought and sold, bro. America's a corporation.
You're saying it's on the stock market?
They said that, yeah, because find a way you can look up your social on the stock market, see how much it's being traded for every day. But
what?
America is a corporation. You know that, right? That's what it is. It's a corporation. So they sell us on that. Oh, yeah, we're this. No, it's a corporation. It's buy and sell.
Your birth certificate, where is that at? It says click on, type in your birth. Okay, what is this? AboveTopSecret.com? What is that?
I don't know. You just found that. I just saw it on TikTok, but I've heard it before. Britney Spears.
Okay. Go to www.fidelity.com. Go click on research. Click on quote. Click on symbol lookup. Type in your birth number on the birth certificate with the dashes. Make sure the top two drop down menus are mutual fund and fund number before you perform the search to find out who is trading on the fund for the birth certificate. And then click on the initial trading company name under symbol. This will give you all the trading information about who is trading on the fund that the birth certificate is a part of. This document was created when you were an infant. Commercial laws allow for you to cancel and rescind this simple contract and to make a claim in recoupment reparations for fraud committed upon when you were an infant.
What? I've seen people do that. Like they said you can get the money from your birth certificate. Like I think you get up to like $5 million or something. I didn't really look into
it. But this says New World Order at the top, so I don't know if this is true.
Well, the New World Order has to deal with that. But it is true. We are stock. I'm trying to tell you, we're a stock.
I don't know if this is true.
I don't know if it's true. But hey,
this is one of those QAnon sites.
I don't know. I said it on TikTok. But I've heard about that though. But it's all good. I'm gonna go ahead and continue and play this.
Yeah, go ahead. Cause you can't make them statements like that.
But we are. I know we are stock. Bro, America's a corporation. But
you can't just make them kind of broad statements like that. You gotta have it where it's laid out.
Do you think modern day slavery is happening now? In America.
So when you say modern day slavery, be specific in what
you think it was ever abolished. Because if you commit a crime, you go to jail, you go to prison, you are no longer considered a citizen. You're the working labor, manual labor. I forgot what it was, the thing they make from prisons. It's a private, prioritized facilities that people make money off of.
So when they had those privatized prisons.
Right.
Yes, they do take away your rights and you're a slave. Yes,
labor. Yeah, and that's in the 13th.
But that's because they have a deal with someone. They have a deal with whoever to do that. But not all prisons do that.
No, no prisons do what?
Have you got the with the stripes on and you know doing all the work like that?
Man, they're probably making Victoria's Secret underwears and bras. And all that, yo, they're making clothes and stuff, bro. They're making furniture.
I don't think they're doing that at Rikers. I think you might be dying at Rikers. I don't think you make it to the yard.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is there's some truth in everything. But hey, I mean, think about it, bro. It's capitalism. It doesn't matter. It's capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the privatized prisons where people making money off of people,
right,
off their labor, right? I know that. That's very true.
Right. So I'm just saying.
And it is where we do know that the majority of people in there are black. That's very true as well.
It's so funny. I was watching.
Even though we are 17% of the population.
Right. Yeah. Which I don't get, but apparently we are. We've not grown any. Even though we have, even though our birth rates were like killing it. I don't know. We just don't grow. We're just a small, small number. Yeah. Whatever. They can fool me with that, bro. They can't have fooled me with that.
You only got Reggie. You ain't do your part. You only had two kids. You gotta have three or four.
Oh,
I mean, back funny. In the day, my parents, my mom, my dad, they parents had like four brothers and five sisters, or five brothers, and like they was doing it back in the day.
Oh shoot! I recently had found out too that my father's side, my grandparents, they actually had 13.
Okay, just like Joshua.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Joshua. I think he said he figured out that he had like.
Yeah, his was all out, sourced out.
Yeah,
this was sourced in.
So, oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
So Grandpa.
And when I say Joshua, y'all, what I'm referring to is a former. We had a podcast back in the day with our a personal trainer named Joshua. Right. He found out that he had like 12 or 13. Family members that he wasn't even aware of until he got older.
Right, right. So, a podcast episode. We didn't have a podcast with Joshua. We had a podcast episode. Because they're going to be like, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
they're going to be like, was it Bromance and Fitness? What was it?
It was on being fitness and learning how to, he was starting his fitness journey. And right. He has his beautiful wife, Alicia, now. And they're doing great things. Joshua and Alicia, they're doing great things on YouTube. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're definitely doing it on Instagram, I see.
Instagram as well, yeah.
Without further ado.
All right.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
Is that my entire work history is proof that I cannot work. Like, I've been trying for a decade. I cannot do it. Like, I literally change jobs every 3 to 6 to 9 months. Why? Because I get overworked and underpaid and overwhelmed, and I either get fired because I'm not performing, or I have a complete fucking mental breakdown, end up in the hospital, lose everything, and have to start completely from scratch again.
You need to find you a man.
But this time, the goalposts have been moved back a little bit because my credit is worse, or I have an eviction on my record.
Oh, man.
So now that I've adjusted to not allowing myself to be overworked.
That's right, girl.
I've managed to keep myself out of the hospital and out of jail for the last couple of years. I've managed to keep myself mostly sober. I haven't been binge drinking like I used to.
Wow. He's got like a rap sheet.
I genuinely have no options. Oh, God. Like, I'm literally going to die soon because I genuinely cannot afford to live. Like, when I say I'm going to die soon, it's not because I'm going to do it. It's because this fucking system is.
Well, I had an eye-opening experience with my son this weekend. So my son graduated from college 6 months ago. And when he graduated, he was going to move back in with us so that he could find a job here in this local area and save up enough money to move out on his own. Had no problem with that. So it's been about 6 months. He has saved almost every single dime. He works a 40-hour-a-week job, makes $40,000 a year, which back in my day was sustainable to be able to live. Apparently, that's not the case anymore. You can't, like, live on $40,000, which makes no sense to me. So we were looking online at Zillow, Google, to find apartments and houses within his budget, you know, a house to rent because he has a dog. So we said, let's write them all down and let's go check them out because pictures don't tell you what's really going on, y'all. So we drove around to some of these, and I can't even tell you, some of them I didn't even feel comfortable driving down the street. They were in really, really shady parts of town, looked like a war zone. The whole house looked like it was off kilter. A lot of work to be, like, it just looked like it should be uninhabitable. Like, don't rent this. this. It should just be tore down, right? And then when we went to apartments, these apartments that were within his price range, and when I say price range, they were still going for like $800 a month. These $800 a month apartments, I didn't feel comfortable with him living in these apartments. Like, when I say those two look like they should have just been torn the hell down, they should have been. The only ones that are decent, like, he found a studio apartment that's in a nice neighborhood, very $1,400 for 485 square feet. That is more than my mortgage, right? And then regular apartments, not even like glamorous apartments, just one bedroom apartment that has normal square footage is anywhere from $1,300 to $1,700. We live in Montgomery, Alabama. We're not in a big metropolitan area.
Alabama.
I don't understand how the housing market has gotten so donkey. Okay. And everybody says, well, then he should just buy a house since it's cheaper, mortgage is less than rent. Well, nobody will give him a mortgage loan because he has no credit. Not that he has bad credit. He has no credit. He didn't want to get into debt. So he doesn't have any credit to show for it. So it's like a lose-lose situation. I don't know how they're living. I don't know if he can move out right now because I personally don't feel comfortable with the places he can afford moving to. And he can't afford the normal standard shit that I would have afforded back when. How are people doing this, and how do we expect our young kids, or, I mean, he's not young, he's 25, but how do we expect our youth to get ahead? I mean, really.
I guess I can say that I can't afford to go out every week with my friends and have dinner.
At the moment, my bank account's depleting, even though I'm working the same. I'm spending the same I was before, but before I was still making and saving money.
Instead of taking my two normal coffees, I've just reduced it down to one.
It's really hard to get out and do social activities. Going out for dinner. Or lunch, or brunch, any food. Yeah.
We are not shopping at IGA anymore. We're shopping at Aldi. We find it's a lot cheaper. Aldi's.
The American dream is dead. And that's it. It's this kind of home that used to be the end goal for so many people just like me. But now these homes are selling for $655,000. But there's a whole generation that used to be able to buy something like this on a very modest income. So just like many of you, I was raised by two baby boomers who made the American dream happen. This house was listed in April of 2023 for $550,000, but it sold 2 months later for more than $100,000 over asking. But baby boomers just like my parents were able to buy this house for just under $300,000. Now, the 3X rule says you shouldn't spend more than 3 times your household income on your house. So boomers would have only needed a $98,000 household income to buy this home in 2002. Per person, that's $49,000. Now, although that is slightly above average, it's not at all what we have to go through. For millennials to buy this house, you'll need a combined income of $218,000. So each individual will need to earn an income of $109,000.
Wow.
That is more than twice the national average.
I just don't want to do this anymore. It's so cold in here, as you can see. I'm wrapped up in a duvet. My son's got like 3 different layers on just to try and stay warm because it's so cold in here.
Watching that woman's video broke my heart this morning.
Oh, wow.
She said she had to choose between gas and electric.
Wow.
And she ended up choosing electric because she needed to cook for her children to eat. And that the gas, she couldn't afford it. So she was literally freezing and shaking in that video, as you can see. And people are going through a lot in the UK right now. It's not even a joke. It is not a joke, especially when you live in these old houses that were built ages ago. The insulation is bad. I remember when I moved to the UK, I lived in such a house. So renting a proper house was difficult. And Ariella was one, and my son, I was pregnant with my son then. I would hold Ariella shivering like this in front of the heater. The heater is on, but we are still shivering. It's not the cold was too much. It's not like these houses where we live now, like where I live now. These are one of the newer homes that have been built, well insulated. I use only electric in my house. And if when I put on my electric heater, 1 hour, it can last me even the whole night. I don't sleep with heating. My kids sleep with heating. The other day, I loaded £100 on my electric meter. And I had cooked that night. I did washing. And then I left my children's heater till morning. By morning, the money had dropped to £60. I was like, £40 in a day. How are people managing? If you live in Africa, now is the time to help your family that is abroad. If you change 90,000 naira or whatever it is, cedis or rand, and you send them £100 for them to use for their electric or gas bills, they will bless you and thank you. If you live in Africa, and you are used to your family member sending you money and they cannot send for you this period, have some compassion. Now is the wrongest time to ask anybody that lives abroad for money. If you do it, you're a murderer. People are going through hell.
Just budgeted my paycheck.
That's so crazy that she's saying if you live in Africa, send people abroad money.
Wow.
That is crazy. That if you have family that's abroad, send them money and don't ask for money if they've been sending you money because you were literally a murderer. I know, I mean, I know about America, but dang, I didn't know there was like worldwide. It's pretty, that's pretty crazy. Just imagine that, guys. Just picking between heat, gas or electric, cooking or warming up your house.
Yeah.
This woman was freezing. That was heartfelt, man. I was like, damn. She was literally bawling.
So what she should have did was cut her oven on and open the oven up.
That's true. That would have warmed up the whole house. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's true. Damn.
Oh, the area.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah, man. That's, yeah, man.
Bro Rants, when you need help, we're here for you.
Yeah. Just don't ask us for any money. Prayers are free.
I get tomorrow, and I have $317 left over after my bills. For 2 weeks.
She's doing better than that.
It's very refreshing to see people from the older generation speaking out on this, because a lot of times it feels like the older people are just like, oh, millennials and Gen Z are so lazy, they don't want to work for anything. Like, no. We're very motivated, a very ambitious generation of people, but it's just like this system is extremely fucked. There's no other way to put it. It's extremely fucked. We're not being put in a position where we can have a prosperous future or a wealthy future because of the position we're in now. You know what I mean? School, hella expensive. Learning a real trade, a real skill, hella expensive. We know about the student debt crisis, and now they're making a simple roof over our heads, housing, wildly expensive. I can't tell you how many friends that graduated college and have good salaries, 60, 70, 80, some of them 100, 150K and more, that are still looking around like, why the fuck is it so hard to own a home? Why are these bullshit apartments so expensive? Why would I pay these people all this money for this bullshit instead of just living with my parents and saving up money? You get what I'm saying? Like, I have friends that are making over 80K a year, great full-time jobs, full benefits, that would rather live with their parents than pay these bullshit apartment complexes to live in bullshit areas with bullshit amenities and bullshit things within the actual home. It's like, it's just so frustrating that we did everything they told us to do. We went to school, we got educated, we worked hard, we did everything they told us to do, and then when we're actually out in the world, they want to charge us $1,800 for a one-bedroom apartment that really ain't shit. And then when they talk about, oh, the future is going to be great for you, you just got to work hard and stay down. How? A lot of people don't have savings. They're spending it all on basic shit like housing and groceries. And what scares me the most is that more and more people are becoming aware of how fucked it is. And all we do, we record a video, we post it on TikTok, we post it on Instagram, we post it on social media, and then we say, well, I've done my part, and we close out the app, and then we go on about our day. That doesn't fix anything. It amazes me that the government can talk about banning TikTok and all these new things about immigration, but then when it comes to providing affordable housing or affordable healthcare for your upcoming generation, the future leaders of this fucking country, y'all don't want to talk about that.
That's very
nice. Y'all don't want to say anything.
That's probably about the best thing I've heard.
Yeah, exactly.
In a while. I mean, that's so true how, like, they talk about banning TikTok, they talk about all this other stuff, but stuff that really affects people is housing, healthcare, food.
Why do you think they want to ban TikTok?
I don't know.
You think because of that? Socially, making everyone connected and socially conscious of what's happening outside and connecting people to the the problems and everything that's happening.
You think TikTok is more connecting than Facebook ever was?
I think so, because Facebook was run by Google, right? It was run by, it had monitors. Moderators and so forth. You know, they have their fake news and stuff like that. But I think TikTok is just so random. It's like you can hit a feed, you know, kind of like YouTube, but it's like less moderated. Like you can hit a feed and all of a sudden you'll find something and it'll be a random thing and you're like, it'll Like I said, it's the best storyline in 60 seconds. And it's longer now because you'll get something so fast. So the information's hitting you faster than it would, I don't know, you know, Facebook. I don't know how the post stuff worked, but the fact that everything had to be a short format, maybe it's people process the information faster and they can move on to something else, but they're like, damn, I would have never sat here if this was a 5-minute video. I would be like, this is too long. But the fact that things get summed up so short and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and you're conscious of what's happening. I mean, look at the thing I talked about, the Maui thing, you know what I mean? Or I mentioned the birth certificate being stock for the stock market and whatnot. That was just something that just hit me, and then it was relevant for whatever we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And I just brought it up, and then you looked it up. So just imagine of course there's trends and challenges that are just dumb, and that, you know, that stuff they're probably talking about banning, but I think it's more so on this level of connecting people and people uniting over, hey, this problem, how do we fix it?
Like, also, I mean, people don't have the same kind of attention span they used to, and that's why you're gonna watch things like quick,
right? But I don't know, can we really say how the government has ever looked out as much for people anyway? Like, when they'd be like, oh, that's the perfect app, that's great, just keep their attention span so that when they come knocking on these walls with picket signs and a bull ring to knock the door down, they'll forget why they're here. They'll forget why they just charge. They want that. Nah, they don't want people. They don't want people connecting. And, you know, like I said, joining is one. Like this guy said, we should be doing something.
But because it's on TikTok, does it make you join in with this guy? Like,
I don't know. You plant a seed. Shit, the next Malcolm X could become up.
But why wouldn't you plant? Why wouldn't you be able to do that with Instagram?
Oh, there's just too much beauty. Too much beauty. Oh, it's too much glamour.
It's different.
It's different. I think because Instagram, it's not really the reels or whatever, right? It's more so this is reels. You have to be connected to someone to see. Like, there's reels you go through, but it's more so like I see a lot of. I don't know. I don't see a lot of problem solving. I see a lot of workout tips. Maybe just. It goes with the algorithm, or it connects to what you're more so looking at. I see a lot of workout tips and stuff like that. But I think TikTok, it's like you just go through, man, and you get random stuff that you're just like, whoa, what is this? So it's not like, hey, if you're looking at workout programs or whatever, people talking about eating right, you'll get a list of eating people. You get random stuff.
TikTok is connecting America.
I think American TikTok is connected to America because Chinese, you know, the Asian TikTok ain't the same TikTok we got. They don't got the TikTok challenges. They got some stuff that their stuff is off by 8 o'clock or something. I mean, their stuff is not made for you to binge on it.
So it says, as of the first quarter of 2022,
right,
there were over 100 million monthly active users in the U.S. and 23 million in the U.K.
So it's big. It's huge.
100 million people, yeah.
100 million or 120 million?
120
million, I thought you said.
So TikTok users worldwide expected to reach 1.2 billion by the end of the year.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's dangerous. Imagine having that power. You know what I mean? Hey, feed him, you know, it'll turn into sugar. You can literally get lost in the sauce. Like this, you know, these things suck you in.
Well, I get lost on, I do like a lot of YouTube videos for Ray, as far as like moves or whatever.
Right, yeah, and you get lost up in that.
I get lost on that, yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd go from, I'm watching like moves or whatever, and then I watch, they'll have some Mamba Mentality or Steph Curry or some sports podcast. I'm like, oh, okay, or some Larry Bird or Jordan.
Yeah.
I always get caught up on the Jordan ones. Like, I've seen them, all the Jordan stuff, but I'll just, a different kind of take on them. I'm like, this is so amazing.
Yeah, and you get sucked up. I know what the move stuff you're talking about. It's almost like you watch them. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get these moves. Yo, you get so overwhelmed saving stuff to your list. Like, you're like, damn, you forget. You'll have like a bundle. You know how information's free? You'll have like a crap load of it that you almost get over. You know, it's got so much supply and demand. You're like, damn, you're only working with the first two videos you got, but you forgot about the other ones because you're just so overwhelmed. So much free information.
I just send them right to Ray.
Oh, you do? And he just goes like this. Okay, Dad. He's probably, like, this is too much.
He probably does. Yeah, he probably like waits.
He's like, my dad's doing it again, guys. Hey,
add it to your bag.
Exactly.
Okay, Dad, thanks. Yeah.
Cool. You should test him like, hey, try that move out that I sent you. Oh, which one? The one with Jordan, remember? Give me one moment. Then you're going to have to go into his feed.
I know I'd be overwhelming that kid. Way too much.
Oh, I'm the same way. I'll send stuff like, here's this. And I'm like, you get it? And no, I know these people ain't looking at it, but I'm just, it is what it is.
Or even, it amazes me that the government will have a whole meeting about banning TikTok when there's been over 100 mass shootings this year alone.
Ooh,
like, the
true.
Government doesn't give a fuck about us, man. But they're making decisions about our lives, bro. Do you know how expensive bullshit apartments are nowadays? And nobody's doing anything about it. We're just talking about it on TikTok and then going about our lives. Like, this shit has to change. Or we're all fucked in the future, man. Like, you can't. Why do I need to make three times?
I have a question. How are people making it and living it nowadays? I know I'm not the only one in this boat, but, like, I'm scared. I'm really starting to worry. All my credit cards are maxed out. I haven't made a payment on my credit cards in months because I have no money to do it. Wow. My savings is exhausted. There's nothing in there. Gas overnight has gone up 16 cents where I live. It is now $4.15 a gallon.
Whoa.
I just want to know, what are people doing? Because this is getting really scary. I can't buy groceries. My electric bill is $400 a month. My house payment has gone up $100 or $150 a month. I don't know what they expect people to do. But here we are giving billions of dollars to Ukraine.
Yes.
And
yes.
Paying for Hunter Biden's fucking trial.
That's some shit. Yeah, that's true. We talked about that. Exactly. Well,
the problem is she don't have her OnlyFans account up.
This dude's hilarious.
Oh, she don't have Find Your Feet.
Find Your Feet. I mean,
that's the problem.
And then you talk about me.
You need.
You talking about me when I said, she got a divorce or whatever. And she got this dude. You put her down to OnlyFans? Yo, sister, keep fighting the fight. Hey. You know what I mean? You know what you got to do. That's sick.
Get your OnlyFans account. You'll be all right.
This dude's hilarious.
$4.50 a month. You'll be straight.
This dude's hilarious. But like we were talking about before, but we send all this money all over the world, but we don't take care of ourselves.
Nah.
It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it is crazy.
All this bullshit the taxpayers have to pay.
Yep.
We cannot live. I mean, people are going to lose everything. They really are. Like, I'm scared. I can't sleep at night because I'm worrying about how I'm going to pay something. I can't even feed my kids. I mean, this is getting really, really scary. And I know I'm not the only one in this situation. I know there's millions of other people. But, I mean, I'm scared. I've not been this scared in a long time. Like, I feel like I'm going to lose everything. And no matter how much I work, I literally donate plasma to make money, and it's still not enough. I don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore. This is getting bad. It's never been this bad in my lifetime as to what this idiot president has done to us. I mean, people are going... They are going to lose everything.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then think about the courage of people just to go in there and just explain their situation, like take away all their pride and just to tell people how bad it is. I mean, you have to like let go your ego.
Oh, they're desperate, man.
Yeah, and they're crying for help. It's a cry for help. Yeah, it's a cry for help. Just imagine that. She's like, she got to feed her kids, and she's potentially gonna lose her house, and she's donating plasma. Shit, I mean, that's what freaking people that are on, drugs or that are or don't want to get a job do. For her to do that as a side hustle, and I feel
how much you make from donating plasma?
I have no clue. I'm not a crackhead.
I'm
not a crackhead. No, I'm kidding. I have no clue, but I've known people that have done it. Family members that have done it. Because they needed money, gas. I don't know. It's
OnlyFans.
Sue said OnlyFans.
Hey.
Anyway, man, it's hard out there, guys.
It is. It really is. Like, I'm making a little fun, a little joke, but at the end of the day, they are correct. It has been tight for, you know, for a lot of people. So, I mean, I feel it sometimes too. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when I was trying to do the basketball for Ray, I mean, it was like every weekend we was gassing up going to Orlando every week. That's an hour there, hour back. And then we got to eat when we're there. We're there like from, we'll leave around 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. We're there until like sometimes 9 p.m.
Wow.
And, you know, we'll take snacks or whatever, but
yeah,
people want to go eat out to eat.
Oh,
whatever.
Absolutely. And kids don't understand. Kids don't understand. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Right, Dad? Right, Mom? Yeah.
I want to go hang with Tyler, you know? Yeah. And go with Tyler and his dad.
Yep. Exactly.
Lord.
Exactly. Then they were like, bring them. Then they want to tag their friends along. They can come with a straight, and then you feed their friends, too.
Yeah. Hey, you don't mind?
Trust me.
Hey, they'll bring their friend right in front of you. Hey,
exactly.
You mind if so-and-so comes?
Exactly. And the parents are like, oh, is it okay? It's okay. Is it all right? I mean, if it's not a burden, he goes, okay. They're like, okay, you better say thank you, Tyler.
I'm all
like, thank you. You better throw a dub on this.
What I should have said was this right here. Hey, you might excuse us for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what you doing, man?
Yo, that's when you pull out the crazy card. Like, what the? Yo, just treat your kid bad in front of some other parent. They'd be like, no, Tyler, come here. We're just going to let them deal with that. Like, yo, what the fuck you doing, Ray? What the? How dare you? You know we don't think that. Come on now. Tyler?
we don't eat that Popeye too, but I don't want
to. We're just gonna let them rest, Tyler. We're just gonna, you know, just seem stressed basketball. But anyway, guys, thank you. Hopefully, you guys like the reaction, leave comments, like, subscribe, do whatever you please, and those things are free.
And also, listen, you guys see me wear hoodies almost every show because I want you guys to see what we offer you. We have the Bro Rants hoodies, Bro Rants hats. You can see back here we got Bro Rants hats. Back here, we got Bro Rants shirts. You can always get those from the website.
And from the product in the description from the Teespring in the YouTube channel. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, please, you know, support us. I mean.
Yeah, we got kids to feed.
We got
basketball.
Yeah.
AAUs to take.
Yeah,
them.
We do. We do. We got like a lot going on around here.
We got Tyler's to feed. Yeah.